Welcome to the Sample Chapter Podcast, the show where authors read a sample chapter from one of their books. Here's your host, Jason A. Maisky.
Hello, Sample Chapter listeners. Hey, we are back. And it's been a while, hasn't it? And my goodness, I can't believe it's taken this long to get back here. I hope your holidays were good. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, Valentine's Day, and, you know, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up since the last time we were here. It was November when I last talked to you guys, and I did not mean to have such a long or lengthy break from the show, but, you know, I decided there for a while I was just going to rest through the holidays. January came. And actually, I did set up some interviews and got some things going, but just started having a lot of things popping up during that time. Had a lot of computer problems. I just got a new laptop, then the microphone and the system that I used to record this show all broke down. I wound up having to redo just about everything. And in between all that, I was actually doing some interviews. Amazingly, those went well. You know, and recorded fine, but I had no way to edit. I had no way to do anything to prepare the episodes to the quality of what you know that that we try and put this show at. So suffice to say, my prayers are that all of that is in the background now. It's all behind us, and that going forward, we're going to start bringing you all new episodes coming forward. So this is episode 252. And I'm very excited about it. We got some return guests coming to the show. We've got a five-time, now six-time guest of the show, friend of the show, I like to say, and Armand Rosamilia, and second time on the show, Tom Duffy. Together, they have written a wonderful series of books called the Johnny Bell Heist Series, and today we're going to be discussing that series, everything went into it. We're also talking about what went into creating this this series. We're talking about everything that they've been up to and what they've been doing since their last visit. We hear from Tom about a crazy book called Socks that you definitely don't want to miss hearing about that. And how Armand has been shifting from horror and monster books really to crime thrillers. That's been fascinating. We get to hear about them splitting off characters into their own standalone series and what it was like writing together on Google Docs, which I found really amazing. That was really fascinating. And you know, what's really cool about this is we're talking about book one. At the time of the recording, book two had just dropped. And since then, book three has come out and is now available. So after you hear this interview, make sure you go and follow the links in the show notes to check out all three books. Of course, next episode, we'll be back and we'll have a sample of book one. And you don't want to miss all that. It's all coming. The interview portion of it is coming up here in just a few minutes. And the then, of course, the reading will be next time. Meanwhile, I have stayed busy. Bandit 2 came out December 1st and did really well. I had a really good month with that. I did a show at a Christmas event, actually, up in Kansas City. And that was well. It went really good. A lot of the vendors there were very interested, came and bought books and bought the set, Bandit 1 and 2. And a lot of people finding out about some of my other books being somewhat local. Bought into those. So I actually did really good, finished in the green or in the black, however you want to put it. So it wasn't a loss for the day. I always enjoy that. And had a nice time. And then since then, I've been working on the short story for the new anthology that will be coming out later this year and putting together my notes to begin Bandit 3. And just having a really good time with all that, putting stuff together. Still trying to decide on if I want to go back and do any kind of edits on some of my previous books that, going way back to the start of the show, you know, I mean, all of my books have been since this show has began 6 years ago, began 6 years ago. This is our seventh season. Unbelievable that this has been going on so long. And there was times I began to wonder, like, man, will it be coming back? But I always knew in my heart that the show would be coming back. There's just, I get a lot of great feedback still. Episodes have incredible downloads. Even during this period when I hadn't released a new episode, I've still got hundreds, even a few times thousands of episodes being downloaded per day. And that's been exciting to see that the show's got legs and people are interested in a lot of our guests. So, you know, as always, don't forget to click that subscribe button so that you don't miss out on a new episode. But you can go to your favorite podcast player or go to YouTube and check out all of our past episodes. There's a lot of wonderful episodes. There are tons of great guests. You know, I mean, at this point, it's hundreds of fantastic authors and great stories. And I invite you to go back and check them all out. On the downside, I guess during that break, one of the deals I had in place, I think has just kind of fallen through. They haven't responded. I haven't heard anything back from them. And actually, I'm not even sure if the company is still in, it running anymore. So perhaps that's why they're not answering. But I was really looking forward to it. No reason to go into it very much if it's not going to happen. Because who knows, down the road, I don't like to burn bridges. You never know what might happen down the road, and you never know what could benefit from it. So, but we are still with Writer's Block Coffee. Going to have a link in the show notes for that. If you like, if you are a writer and you like coffee, which of course, who doesn't, then make sure you check out one of their three amazing blends of coffee. My personal favorite is the Whiskey Barrel Aged Blend. So good. And check out some of their fantastic tools they got in there. I love the spoon. I don't know about you. I'm going on a side tangent here. I don't know about you. But when it comes to coffee spoons, I don't do the, like the big Folgers thing anymore with a small, with a small spoon. I will, instead I've got like pouches of different kinds of flavored, even regular coffee. I still have it in a pouch, and that's kind of difficult for my hands to get down into the pouch, and then you try and turn it and spill it in to the spoon and then pour that into the coffee maker. But that doesn't really work either because, it might spill out onto the counter and now you're wasting coffee. Writer's Block Coffee has a wonderful coffee clip spoon. So it's longer. It reaches down into the bottom of the barrel, the bottom of the bag, really any size bag that you've got. It's going to help you reach down in there and get every last bit of that coffee. I just told a long story for a simple thing. But yeah, as a storyteller, I guess that's what we do, right? There's no editing this to shorten it down now. But check out the link in the show notes for Writer's Block Coffee and go check some of that out for yourself. I also want to invite you to check out our friends over at Pop Goes the Culture Network. They got some great shows over there on the network, and they've been doing a lot of personal appearances at cons. So if you want to know what all they've been up to or listen to their show, then make sure you click that link in the show notes there as well. All right. Well, look, there's no reason for me to go into very much else. Let's go ahead and hop on over to our interview with Armand Rosamilia and Tom Duffy. Hello, Sample Chapter listeners. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to myself, in fact. It's been a little while, but so happy to be back in the chair and at the desk and on the line with a couple of long-time guests and friends of the show, I guess would be a good way to put it, especially Armand, because I'm always sending him checks so I can say that. But Tom, I'm going to be welcoming back Tom Duffy as well to the show. So this week we're bringing back Tom Duffy, who was last with us
in October of 22 on episode 223, not that long ago as far as episodes go. And then, of course, the name that needs no introduction, he's a five-time episode guest on the show, Armand Rosamilia, last year in April of 22. So 22 was a big year for the show here with both these guys. But now I got them back here on the show together. They're going to be discussing this new series of books that they are putting out together, Rock the Bells. Without further hesitation, everybody help me welcome to the show, Armand and Tom. Hey, guys, welcome back.
How's it going?
Thank you.
It is going. It is going. I'm happy that it's above zero, and we don't have as much snow as we did last week.
Yeah.
Florida knows all about that, I'm sure.
67 degrees right now, freezing. I had to put jeans on this morning.
I think we're kind of running the gamut. Like, where is it? What's the temperature there?
It's 10 here in Missouri, where I am.
Yeah. So it's close to 40 here. So we're kind of right in the middle. Florida and there.
Yeah, it's kind of jumping around. We got about a 20 to 30 degree swing everywhere we go. So, oh my gosh. So, let's just kind of dive in here a little bit first. Tom, what have you been up to since October of 22? You were with us with Panicus Satanicus. It's one of those that's still in my to be read file. But the list is getting shorter, so I know I'm going to be coming to it soon. But what have you been up to since then, buddy?
Oh, well, I put out, well, at this point, we're up to four books since then.
Wow.
One in January 23, which everybody makes fun of, called Socks. And if you just read the description, you'll understand why. and then a more serious horror-ish kind of story in April. And then we'll be talking about it during the podcast, but Rock the Bells, the first book in the Johnny Bell Heist trilogy, came out December, and then just this Monday, book two was released.
Oh man, fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah, I've been seeing Socks around and hearing some good things about it. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Can you tell us a little bit about Socks?
It's a coming of age story, depending on how you want to spell the word. it's about some, you know, awkward high school student who's does what most of us awkward high school students did, and essentially his used socks come to life and start terrorizing the town. That's the plot that moves the story forward, but what I like to say is that it's really about friendship and finding your place in that strange world of your mid to late teens. But I say that because it makes it sound better.
Outstanding. That's fantastic. Oh my gosh. And Armand, how have you been, man? I know, no new shows for you for a while now, but you've been pumping out the books. Another 150 books since April of 22.
Yeah, about that.
About that, yeah.
I've mostly been doing crime thriller stuff for the last couple of years, but I still have some books recent release through Severed Press, and I have three more books on this contract with them, which should be out this year. So. Always a lot of stuff coming out. And of course, then me and Tom did this trilogy together, and we're starting another trilogy. We just started kind of playing back and forth on, which is kind of be cool too.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. Yeah, I think last time you were here, you did Shakedown, and I did get a chance to read that. That was a lot of fun, and it's yet another series that I have begun from different authors. That it's like I've got that first book done, and it's just waiting for me to get back in and check out the rest of the series. Now, has Shakedown, has that been completed, or are you still running on that?
No, that's all. It's six books. It's the first Coast Thriller series. So those six books were all published. And I'm actually in March this year, Dirty Deeds 12 will be released. And that's the final book in that series. And then I took
Wow.
characters from both of those, the Dirty Deeds and the first Coast Thriller series. And I'm doing a brand new six book series called Down and Dirty. And so those six books will start to come out probably by the summer of this year. And so my goal every year now is to do a six book series complete, crime thriller, tied into the previous books. And then my goal is me and Tom to write three book trilogy every year as well. So those are my only outstanding that I know I'm going to do those nine books every year.
Wow. Just nine. Okay. Well,
Well, I
setting
mean,
the bar a
there
little
probably
low.
will be more. Those are the nine definites. I mean, I still have several more books to put out from Severed Press, and I have three or four books right now that are with publishers, and I'm waiting for the yes or no on. So we'll see.
All right. Man, that's fantastic. So, I mean, and you've been working on the, oh, good grief. Your Dirty Deeds books, that's been going on for a while now.
January 2016, the first book was released by Kindle Press, and so that was an Amazon contract, that first book, which they still have the rights to, which is fine because I do very well because of their promotion on it. But they wanted a book a year, and I was like, no, I want to do two a year on this one, especially the first one ends on a cliffhanger, and people were getting mad, so I wanted that second book to come out pretty quick. So about two a year. So this will be it. I decided 12 is done. It's enough. But again, those characters will move on in the future in other series, cameos and other things as well.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, like, what's that feel like to be kind of bringing it to a close? But it sounds like it's not exactly the case since you're going to be continuing them on. You're still going to be familiar with those characters going forward, just in a
You know,
different world almost.
writing that 12th book was hard.
Yeah.
There's a lot of personal stuff in there. A year ago, I lost my father suddenly to cancer. Like, he was not feeling well on Sunday, and by Wednesday he was gone. And so that really, hit me hard. And so there's a lot of one of the characters' fathers is based on my dad. So there was a lot of that stuff in it. And when my wife, who's my first reader, when she read that, she actually got teared up. And she's like, wow, that was real. Really, I knew you were going to do something, but it was really emotional because knowing a lot of the things are true things through true conversations and stuff. So that was a tough one to write, because of that. And then just because you're ending a series that I've been writing for 6 years and doing really well with. And for me, the worry is always, you see certain authors who are doing, like, hey, they're on book 37 or 508 of a series. And I didn't want to start rehashing stuff, and I didn't want to just keep writing and do, Dirty Deeds 52 just to do it, just for the money grab of it. I wanted to really be invested in the series, as much as possible. And I knew there needed to be an ending at some point. I didn't want to go another 20 years and write, another 40 books in this series and it never ends. And then I'm gone, and there's no end to it, the Robert Jordan thing. So I was like, you know what? From now on, I'm going to focus on shorter six book series, and I'm going to finish them and then go on to the next one. But these characters, some of these characters in these stories will still move on as we move. You know, there's some stuff in this Johnny Bell heist trilogy where we kind of tie in a couple of things from some of my series and some of Tom's. So we're kind of combining our two worlds in this. And the next one, I imagine, as we're starting to write it now, we'll also do the same thing.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Well, Tom, tell us about, this is your first experience into writing a series. What's that been like for you so far?
It was, this is going to sound strange, because usually you'd think the opposite. It was a lot more fun and easier than I thought it would be. with the collaboration. I mean, we were just trading chapters back and forth like crazy. Mm-hmm. The second book we finished in 14 days. That's how fast we were writing. And I can imagine, or maybe I can't imagine, closing out a 12 book series, because when I finished the final chapter in the third book of this trilogy, I kind of sat back and stared at the window as if my dog had ran away and was just silent for about an hour.
Yeah.
That was an emotional experience, just closing all of that out. We definitely were able to bounce things off each other very easily, and we also threw a lot of curveballs at each other, which was fun to try to figure out how to deal with. And I, like Armand said, we're currently working on another trilogy, and I'm also doing a something myself, which is based off of one of the characters from this, and we'll see how that goes, because that'll be the first time I'll be attempting to do a series on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what was that inspiration like? Was it just something that kind of came off the page and stuck to your mind, or was it kind of something planned out? Like, all right, I need to have something I can, use for myself.
For what I'm working on my own?
Yeah, for what you're working on your own.
I just like the character. Without giving too much away, Armand knows. The character is just let's say very unique, with a unique voice, which I've had to kind of figure out how to tone down a bit, because I don't think anybody would read one book, let alone three, with the type of voice that the character has in this current trilogy.
That's awesome, though. So it sounds really cool. So I can't wait to check that out down there. Well, all right. So Armand, how did the Johnny Bell heist series come about? I have a feeling I'm going to be hearing something about MondoCon.
Me and Tom, I like his work. I obviously, like everyone else, he's a huge fan of mine. And,
aren't we all?
So we both got into it, writing horror, and he knows my feeling on the horror community and writing horror, and I'm doing more crime thrillers, making more money, writing better books, I think. And that was his thing. We read a lot of the same authors. We were constantly saying, hey, have you read this book, and tossing books back and forth. And it was out of nowhere. I said, oh, what are you working on? We were just kind of talking. And Tom said, I want to write a heist book. And I said, so do I. Let's do it together. So we decided, let's just do it together. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't. We talked a little bit, but it was more of just like, I'm going to pants it, you're going to pants it, let's just do it. And Tom literally just like, I'm going to write this first chapter, and we're going to see what happens. And it was great. Like you said, we were we were just going back and forth. Sometimes you'd write two chapters, you know, so it wasn't like I wrote all the odds, he wrote all the evens or any of those types of things, but we're creating characters just randomly as we're going along, like the character he's talking about doing another thing with. And it was just a lot of fun, and it was a lot of what is he going to come up with next, almost to try to trip me up. And I need to kind of figure out what would happen next. And it was more quote unquote real life, because you didn't know what these characters were going to do. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, for me, that was the challenge and a lot of fun. We also wrote, it was a Word doc live. So I was jumping in while he was writing. And at first he didn't realize I was doing that. And then he would be like, all right, I'm done with this chapter. I'm like, I know, I just read it, and I would start this next chapter, which I think was unnerving for Tom at first, that I'm like looking over his shoulder while he's writing, or I would go through and I would do like typos and correct things behind him sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that was a little weird for him, which I thought was great. But it was I'm reading a book, and then okay, what's next? And then I'm jumping in. Like he said, we did that second book. 63,000 words we did in 14 days. I mean, we were just like pumping 2 and 3 and 4 chapters out a day, like it was nothing, because we were so, at that point, we had written the first book. We were so excited about the characters, and we knew in our minds the structure of the first book, and we knew the second and third book needed to kind of follow that, you know, first act, second act, third act. So it was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun just creating new characters, you know, off the top of your head and running with them. And I think that was cool. And there were so many great characters there that he's writing something else with a character. This next trilogy we're doing is a couple of those characters from this series moving on. And I think that's, for me, that was the excitement of doing it. There was never tension. There was never what the hell are you doing. There was none of that. It was we understood the way the other person wrote. It was the same thing when I wrote stuff with Jay Wilburn. We had that mm-hmm. same, you know, the same basic ideas of how to write a book together. And I think it makes me a better writer when I'm reading one of Tom's chapters and I'm like, wow, that's such a great idea. That's a great character. It's a great thing you put in there. Now I need to top that. And you need to top the other person with every chapter while still staying within the story. So that's a really fun challenge for me.
Absolutely.
It also motivated both of us, because neither one of us wanted to leave the other one hanging, you know, for a day and not write anything, or a couple of days. I think there was only... I don't think we missed a day. There might have been one day we didn't write, but that was it.
There was almost a day. You had like car trouble or something, and you were so pissed that you weren't going to be able to write. And then that night you threw in a chapter. It was like, I remember it was like 11 o'clock. You're like, chapter done. I was like, all right, good. Now we can move. And I think the next day we wrote like 4 chapters or something.
Yeah. That sounds like a great experience. I mean, the closest thing I've got to that right now was an anthology I wrote a year ago, 22. Is the only thing I had come out in 22 is a short story in this anthology. And we more or less, the group knew, okay, here's our made up little town in Missouri. We all had you know, different, like we had a map of the town that somebody had done. And so there was like different stuff. And after it was done, we realized there were so many missed opportunities with references and things that we could have done with your story and this story and his story over there and crossing things over. So we're doing it again this year to come out. Well, started it last year, coming out later this year. And this time it's like, okay, hey, everybody, here's this again, a new town, new characters and places. And everybody's writing their own story based on that. But we're doing like multiple rounds of editing where it's like, okay, here's break down the story first, let's get it sorted out, now let's go through and sort out how can we make references to your story and carry right. others, here's this calico cat over there, now it's in your story, you know, what's the significance and different things like that. So it's that's I'm really enjoying that aspect of it. So to have the omnipresent Armand over, you know, watching over my shoulder would be something. I don't know if that would be unnerving or if that would be exciting. Maybe a little bit of both.
So, Tom, once I figured out on Google Docs how to tell if he was on or not, it actually made me less self-conscious over time. But yeah, that initial time was definitely, I'm like, I can never write again now.
Well, Tom, you kicked off the story. Tell us, who is Johnny Bell?
Johnny Bell is basically a kind of small time crook looking to hit the big time. Pulling heist robberies. He's in and out of jail his entire life, and all he cares about is getting that one big score. So him and his crew can all go their separate ways and live on an island or wherever they want. And I can say he tries. You know, he's a, as resumes would say, you know, he's a go-getter, but he's not the best of crooks, and he runs into a lot of potholes and problems. So he's I wouldn't call him a dumb character. He's a smart guy, but he's relying too much on just his ideas than on actually fleshing out the situation.
Okay. Yeah, when I first read the bio or the back of the book there, I was checking it out. Like, I, for some reason, I had Payback, had Mel Gibson kind of pop into my head a little bit. And I was just like, all right. I mean, this, like, it sounds amazing. I've been reading Travis McGee books for the last couple of years. I'm about 6 books into that series. And so this is, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe, and it sounds like you guys are kind of the same way. It's like thrillers and particularly crime thrillers have really appealed to me in the last couple of years. And I'm getting away from some of the, I don't know, some of the monster books and others that I've read, and I still enjoy them, but I really like the a good crime thriller.
Well, yeah, and it's funny you mentioned Payback, because that was based off of Richard Stark's Parker books. And
yeah,
Richard Stark is the pseudonym for Donald Westlake, who wrote, Richard Stark was very serious crime. Donald Westlake was very comedic and kind of bungly, and I read a lot of him, and obviously his pseudonym. And I wasn't purposely trying to copy any of that, but there's definitely some Westlake humor throughout the books, for sure.
That's cool. Yeah, and
me,
you know,
and I have the same sense of humor, childish, yeah, stupid 12 year old humor. So that also helps when we're writing. We're kind of putting, you know, some humor and some, you know, different characters in there, some goofier characters and stuff. We understood where the other person was coming from, which really helps.
Gotcha. That's awesome. Well, now, Sam, I mean, you guys, you mix in, you got the mob, ATF, FBI agents. I mean, how far can this, that's not what I'm trying to get at here. What am I trying to say here? What I like is that you guys are taking a different look at it. You're worried, you know, the character's worried about whether or not he has lost his touch. And that's an interesting take on it. So where did that come from, Armand?
I think that was more of just organically as we wrote the first book, it's the guy who's been in prison for a long time, and let's get the band together and do what we did 10 and 15 years ago. And you realize that the world has changed. You realize things have changed. And I think as we wrote that first book, that was kind of, because both of us wrote these characters. I mean, there was a couple that I mostly wrote. There was a couple that Tom mostly wrote. But we both got to get into the heads of all of the different various characters at one time or another. And I think that was a lot of fun because each character had, again, organically, their own arc, either for the first book or for all three books. And we really, without really talking about it too much, me and Tom, it just was the way it worked out. There's, you know, it's a crime thriller. So there obviously people are going to die. And I think the fun part of a couple times was if Tom killed somebody or if I killed somebody, it was like, I did not see that coming, but it makes sense within the story. You know, things aren't always perfect. This isn't, this isn't Ocean's 11 where everything just magically sets up and works and the way you want it to do. This is more of dumb criminals that you're watching, investigation discovery episodes where these idiots get caught kind of thing. and so that's kind of where we both kind of went with, you know, we both went with, these are not these superheroes. This isn't, you're not reading our book because you think Jack Reacher is running this group. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're reading this because this could be me if I lived in a trailer and I grew up, you know, super poor with awful parents kind of thing. You know, this is normal people getting into bad situations. And I think that was from the beginning, we didn't even talk about it. It's just, that's what happened. These are just awful people with some good qualities. So the reader will either see bad parts of themselves within them, or they're still fun enough to read.
Yeah. Right. I think at some point without even planning, we, one of us said to the other, I forget which one, that we literally have no redeemable characters in this book. It's just a bunch of, but they do have, you know, they're not one-sided. They do have their good aspects. But yeah, there's certainly disenfranchised and not good people.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And this is a three book series that you've already got this completed with some additional characters rolling off here pretty soon. So starting off with Rock the Bells, then Hell's Bells, and then coming soon, For Whom the Bell Tolls. I love the play on the names with Johnny Bell, and they're all got that bell. That was very, very clever. Whose idea was that?
I think that was mine. We tossed around because, so Tom created Johnny Bell. He created the character. So I knew Bell was obviously something we could use in the titles and stuff. And once we got the titles, we knew, okay, we're going to do a trilogy. And, you know, we knew where it was. And then Matt Wildeson did the three covers, which are amazing. And so for me, it was really, I like to know where I'm going. Either it's, we're going to do the same title. Like, so my next series, Down and Dirty, is just Down and Dirty 1 through 6. But Shakedown starts a series where there's, you know, Shakedown and Tie Down, and there's different things, but Down is the word. And then that's where Down and Dirty comes from the down of those. And so I'm always thinking ahead, title-wise, what we should be doing. And I think, you know, the whole Bell thing. There is a funny thing that I will say. Tom doesn't want me to say this, but Tom came up with a lot of characters, and for some reason, they all started with the letter J. And as we're gone, I'm like, you can't have Johnny and Jeff and Jinx and Jimmy. And it was just, it's one of those, and I do that all the time too. I come up with the same names for characters. When you've written hundreds of stories, you start reusing without even thinking about it. Yeah. And, so I thought that was funny. I was like, Tom, change a couple of names here.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I do. think at one point I had to go back and like control F, find this guy's name and replace with this name.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, so Armand, after so many years of zombies and monsters, you seem to have found a real comfortable place with your thrillers and crime books. Do you think this is a good spot for you for the coming, you know, future, or do you think maybe you'll get back into a zombie or a monster in the somewhere down the road?
I don't think I'm ever going to stop writing horror. In fact, on my Patreon, I've started. I do a chapter a month of what's called Dying Days Patient Zero, and it is the beginning, the sequel to that 9-book series, basically. And you know, I know I'm always going to write stuff like that. I know I'm going to write short stories with horror and stuff, but most of it is going to be the crime thriller stuff. It's what I love, and it's what I've always loved. And you know, so that's it. So I'll never stop writing other stuff. I'm sure somewhere down the line, I'll do another couple of nonfiction books about something. But otherwise, for me right now, the next couple of years will be mostly crime thriller stuff, and most of them are going to be tied together into like one giant world, which I love. I love adding cameos and stuff, and there's nothing better than a reader, you know, sending me a message and going, wait a minute, I know this character from this series, or you know, kind of thing. So for me, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Tom, how about you? You've kind of written wherever the winds blow for a couple of years, and now you're into these thrillers, and you got some ideas for continuing it on. How do you feel about this for the future?
Yeah, I'm definitely focusing more on the crime side, but I still have a couple side projects that are horror, and I surprisingly have gotten, so I really need to go back and take this out of the afterword of the Sox book, because in the afterword I said that there'll be a follow-up book to it, and I oddly had a few people ask where that is. So you never know with that. But yeah, I'll still write horror, and I think it'll go from, you know, where it was all just horror stuff to probably about maybe like an 80-20 split to, you know, with crime, more crime than horror.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I mean, and that's, I think that's something I've learned, I think, a lot of this from you, Armand, of, just kind of writing where you feel the muse leading you, of not being afraid to follow that. And you're still leading the charge in that way. I'm having a good time with my kind of 80s sci-fi series, but, you know, writing a little weird at-home short story, or I've actually been looking into my own crime thriller for the last year now, kind of making some notes on it. You know, you just never know what might be down the road. And yeah, I mean, you were the first person I heard talking about something like that, of just do what you feel like. And I like that. You don't have to be tied down to a certain genre.
No, I mean, it is a business. I do make a living doing this. So I can't do a Chuck Buddha. I'm going to throw him under the bus. And just like, I'm just going to write the weirdest stuff I can and not worry about money. So again, I love crime thrillers. And I love writing horror. So it's just a natural thing for me to write those. Now, you know, I'm not going to sit down and write a romance because that's not my thing. I'm sure I can make a ton of money doing it, but will I be happy at the end of the day? Because I'm chasing that. I'm chasing that genre that is making millions of dollars. And I don't think I would. I mean, I'd be happy with the money, but not happy with the creative part of me and the creative part of what we do. You know, this is something that we do. And again, a huge shout out to Tom, because when me and Tom first started talking and stuff, and you know, and he knows, I've told him this, he was that typical, oh, I'm going to write a book. And I'm thinking, yeah, sure you are, buddy. everybody says that and nobody does. And then all of a sudden he got really serious and started pumping out books, and I invited him to MondoCon, and it was great because his career is just really taking off now, and he's writing some really, really great stuff. And I'm looking forward to not only writing with Tom in the future, like I said, I would love to do a trilogy every year with him, but all the other stuff, especially when he gets into the crime thriller stuff, because I know from what he reads, I read the same stuff. I know there's he's getting a ton of ideas like I am to do that stuff. So for me, that's exciting that that we're working together and we're helping one another. You know, that's the whole thing, Jason. We always, the big thing for me is to help everybody else to, you know, the more books you're selling, the more books I'm selling, we're all doing good. The readers are going to read all of our stuff. And, you know, that's the point for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big believer in the rising tide theory that, you know, none of us are really competing against each other. Those who are worried about that and thinking they got to steal, you know, sales from somebody else, is they're in for a big surprise down the road. But yeah, I mean, and that's the whole idea for doing this show is, you know, to kind of put the spotlight on other authors and help everybody out, because it's going to, you know, it's going to help us all.
Yeah.
Awesome. Guys, this has been a blast. Of course, you know, let's remind everybody where you can be found. Armand, where can we find you?
ArmandRosamilia.com and all over social media, whatever that even means anymore. You know, I'm on everything, but I'm not paying attention to a lot of them between, you know, billionaires and Nazis taking over sites and all the other I'm still on Twitch. I still write Monday, Wednesday, and Friday about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live on Twitch. So jump in on Twitch. You'll see Tom in there most days. And we talk about, I write, but we also talk about completely random things, you know, thrash metal bands from the 80s, or we're talking about the best hot dogs, or we're talking about whatever. We just talk about completely random things every day. So it's a lot of fun to hang out.
Outstanding. All right. And Tom, where can we find and follow you, buddy?
Pretty much any social media. I haven't gotten a website up yet, mainly because the thought of doing it is just makes me want to go to sleep. but any, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever it's called now. I'm on Blue Sky, whatever that's doing. I'm not sure. Instagram, TikTok more, mainly nowadays as a viewer, but I have some videos up on there also.
All right, fantastic. And of course, everybody, I'm going to have links to all that in the show notes. And even though Tom doesn't have a website, he does have a profile on Amazon. So that's a great place to follow him. And you can do that. You can follow authors on Amazon to get notified when they have new books out. So make sure you're doing that. Click that link in the show notes so that you can follow each of these guys and check out everything they have to author. That is it for this week, but make sure you click that subscribe button so that you don't miss out next week when we're back with Armand and Tom and the chapter reading from the Johnny Bell Heist series, Rock the Bells. Until then, take care, everybody.